Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. There is a story I once heard of a five-year-old whose mommy had just given birth to a new baby. The little boy kept asking to spend some time alone with his new sister. When his parents asked him why he wanted this alone time with a new baby, the five-year-old said that he needed it because he was starting to forget God. Oh, yes, we need alone time with God because, as the French physicist Pierre Teilhard de Chardin believed, we are spiritual beings in a human adventure. In today's gospel, we heard the wise men said yes to an adventure with God, driven to find the baby of a prophecy. Their journey indeed led them to the newborn Jesus, to Jesus who would become the new guiding star for all humankind. These wise men were faithful and available to the God who was calling them and who continues calling each one of us. Like the wise men, we are more than we think we are. We are more than the limits of our daily preoccupations. Deep within each of us, within every human being, is a divine calling, a spirit awareness, mostly drowned out by the noise and demands of existence in our fast-paced world. But the world of the three wise men also had demands and preoccupations, yet expectations consume their observing of the heavens. A prophecy ignited them. For from Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, would come a ruler who was to shepherd God's people. Outwardly and inwardly, they were pulled toward a prophetic destination. They looked up, they looked within, trusting their experiences, their intuitions, and their dreams. This is our message, too, to trust our intuitive moments that seem to come out of nowhere. That nowhere is in God. And as the wise men searched the skies with no end in sight, their observing of the star became their very first experience of Jesus, getting to know him through nature. It is one of our ways for divine knowing, spending moments in nature. Last Sunday, Laurel preached about her first encounter with the stars of night. Her dad taught her to look up as she lay on the grass, and he told her to follow his finger, to look for the star designs to discover their constellations. Laurel also shared that darkness can bring forth sacred gifts. One of the sacred gifts that grew within the three wise men was the faith to embrace all of their adventure, to not ignore or deny danger, their fears, or the unknown. More than once, they must have wondered where this journey would lead. Don't we all? Yet God's guiding spirit continues to lead us through our starry moments and our shrouded ones, our waiting for results moments, our trust of experiences we don't understand moments, our moments when we finally let go and let God be God. And even when we let go, we sometimes do not know which way to go and wonder what is waiting for us over the horizon or over the rainbow. That is the human adventure, one experience after another, each ripe with spiritual potential. So our wise men traveled ever deeper into their adventure, following the mystery before them, the guiding star. And as they lived the journey, a new faith was being activated. That new faith would protect and guide them past the manipulations of King Herod. And all along the way, these wise men had to make choices and believe in the divine design unfolding before them. This quote from James Coaster builds on their witness. How we choose to live our lives is no happenstance thing. It's not about the way the planets line up, or the hand we're dealt, or the luck of the draw. How we choose to live our life is rooted in the good treasure that has been entrusted to us, the help of the Holy Spirit living in us, and how we know that treasure to be true. The treasures of their journey transformed the wise men. God molded them into instruments for a new revelation, the Christ child for every tribe and nation. So this Sunday, we celebrate God's revelation, the Epiphany, this manifestation of the light of Jesus Christ for all. So today is a big day. It is one of the seven feasts on the Christian calendar, the 12th day after Christmas, January 6th. And this Sunday, there is a shout out from the prophet Isaiah, "Arise, shine, for your light has come." All of us in this parish family are called to shine evermore, to shine ever brighter, especially as Christmas lights come down outside and in. For the wise men, that bold, bright star led them to the truth. But it was not just the starlight that led them to the truth. Their dreams warned them to not return to Herod. So they went home by another road, on the road again, but changed. Don't you feel it? Constantly on the road of life. Each day sends you here and there. So who or what are you following? Are you more awakened? Are you more awakened this year after your celebration of the birth of Jesus? Have you opened your hearts to an epiphany, seeing the light of God everywhere? And so no matter how dark it might sometimes seem, the light of God is at work. The light of God inviting epiphany moments. An epiphany is like a light bulb going on. You see or hear what you couldn't see or hear before. Sometimes it takes hearing a story in a new way to hear what is really told. Sometimes it takes a new invitation to believe in Jesus, to be his light in this new year of 2019. So hang on. I shall startle you now with an announcement from God. Hello. Welcome to Flight 2019. We are prepared to take off into the new year. Please make sure your attitude and blessings are secured and locked in an upright position. All self-destructive devices should be turned off at this time. All negativity, hurt, and discouragement should be put away. Should we lose altitude under pressure during the flight, reach up and pull down a prayer. Prayers will automatically be activated by faith. Once your faith is activated, you can assist other passengers. There will be no baggage allowed on this flight. The captain, God, has cleared us for takeoff. Destination, greatness. There were many epiphany messages in what you just heard. And that announcement was heard also by the wise men as they saddled up their camels. They had to secure their blessings. They had to leave self-destructive thoughts behind. They had to work at not giving in to negativity, hurt, or discouragement. And their prayers along the way were activated by the constant gift of faith. The wise men were called to greatness, and so are we. Greatness, as we believe the light of Jesus Christ is leading us. Greatness, as we fulfill what Jesus was sent to do. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among people. It will be a daily adventure to accept the light of Jesus and take off into this new year of 2019. Are you ready? Then please make sure your attitude and blessings are secured, all self-destructive ideas turned off, all negativity, hurt, and discouragement put away. Captain God has cleared us for takeoff. Destination greatness is in the light of Christ. Your faith has been activated. Now assist others. Share the greatness of the redeeming personal love of Jesus. And remember, you come from God. Spend some alone time with God and together embrace your life adventures and allow God to lead you through every new epiphany. Amen.